Today's daf is Erev in Daf Nuntes, and we are at the Mishnah, 6 lines from the bottom of Daf Nunches Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Schos Refor Shalema for Shlomo ben Sarah Aliza, of Vadya ben Miriam Leah, and Chaya Shoshana Tova Bas Esther. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilui Nishmas Shloime Zev ben Avram Yitzchak and Avram ben Yibadol Chaim Tovim Reb Moshe Chaim. So we're continuing to discuss the halachos of Tchumen, specifically how the tchum of every city was measured. So in the previous Mishnah, the Mishnah said that the tchum was measured using a rope that was made of a very particular branch of a very particular tree. The rope had to be 50 amos long, loy pachos v'lo yoser. Not just that, it was very precise in terms of where the people that were holding the rope had to hold it relative to their body. The Mishnah is continuing to discuss different halachas related to medidas hatchum. Says the Mishnah, imoydedin ela min amumcha. You needed a professional to measure the tchum, a professional surveyor. Riba l'makam echad, umiyet l'makam acher. What would be if the surveyor measured the tchum? However, it wasn't a straight line. So the supposed Alpayim Amah seems to be a little bit longer on one side than it is on the other side. So do we go L'chumra and we assume that the shorter one is the right Chum? Or do we go L'kula and we assume the longer one is the right Chum? Says the Mishnah, Shoyimim L'makam Shereba. We go L'kula, we assume that it's the longer one that's the right Chum. Riba L'echad B'yil L'echad. What if one was longer, one was shorter? Shoyimim L'mruba. Again, we follow the Merubah. The Gemara is going to ask that these 2 lines in the Mishnah seem to be redundant. Vafilu Eved, Vafilu Shifcha, says the Mishnah, even an Eved Kanani and a Shifcha that are ordinarily Pasal Eidos, Nemanim Loimah, they believe to say, Ad Kan Tchum Shabbos. They believe to say that, by the way, I remember once upon a time there was a sign that said, Ad Kan Tchum Shabbos, even though these are people that usually would not be believed, but when it comes to Tchumen, we're Mekel and we believe them. And the Mishnah says, the reason for all of this is, Shaloi Amru Chachomim Es Adav Elah, because the halachas of Tchumen were said not lahachmer, but rather lahakel. Either way, the Mishnah, again, said a few halachas as it relates to Tchumen. Number one, ein moided in element amumcha. When you measure the Tchum, you need a mumcha, you need a professional to measure the Tchum. Number one. Then the Mishnah said a whole bunch of kulois as it relates to Tchumen. Number one, if there seem to be 2 conflicting measurements as to up until what point the Tchum is, so the halach is shoymim l'makim shereba. You go l'kula. Additionally, an Evan and a Shifcha that ordinarily would be posulators, they're believed to say ad kan Tchum Shabbos. Again, a phenomenal kula. Why would we say these 2 kulois? Shaloi amru chachamim es hadover l'hachmer elo l'hakil. And as we'll see in the Gemara, we'll get a little more clarification on this. The Gemara, the Makam Shereba, in the Makam Shemiyat Loi, the Gemara begins with a very, very, very subtle dik. The Mishnah said, what would be if Reba the Makam Echad, Umiyat the Makam Acher? So again, the Mumcha used his ropes, Keneged Libai, he measured the Alpayim Amah, but it's a little longer on one side than it is on the shorter side. So again, same side, the northern side or the southern side, but it's not a perfect line. It's a little longer on one end than it is on the other end. So what do you assume? So the halach is shoymim l'makayim shereba. You can go up until the makayim that's longer, says the Gemara. It sounds a little bit like you can go until the longer side, but not to the shorter side, meaning l'makam shereba in l'makam shemiyat loyim. What's the kasha? Haloi b'chlau b'sayim on is agrashi. Obviously, if you can go to the makam shereba, you can go to the makam shemiyat. So the Gemara says you're right. Hey, ma'af l'makam shereba. If the diik bothers you, then don't say you can go l'makam shereba, implying that you can't go l'makam shemiyat. But rather, hey, ma'af l'makam shereba. Lakol l'mikud le'echad hasul amali. We said the next line of the Mishnah seems to be redundant. Right, the Mishnah seems to be repeating itself. Riba l'makam echad amiyat l'makam achar shem l'makam shereba. Next words. Riba le'echad amiyat le'echad, shayim le'meruba. Aren't they the same thing? So the Gemara says, no, they're actually 2 different things. Hachikama, riba echad umiyat echad, shayim le'res zesha riba. The next line the Mishnah is talking about with 2 different mumchas. Each measured the Alpayim Amah, and the number that they came to, or the distance that they came to, were not the same. One was a little bit longer than the other. There too, we say that the person that had the longer distance is the one that maybe got a right, and at the very least, we have a right to be mekel. So it's two separate halachas, obviously very similar. They both come from the same point, that we're being mekel when it comes to tchumen. But the Gemara's kasha was, hasu lomali hainuach. It's not hainuach. It's two separate halachas. The first halach is where one person measured, but on one side was a little longer than the other. The second case is where two different people measured, and one person's measurement ended up being a little bit longer. Either way, the halach is you always go lekula. I'm Rabbaya, but Abaya was magder, this second halacha. And he said, so literally, the translation of what Abai is saying is that the only time this is true, that if one mumcha got it longer than the other one, we assume that the longer one got it right, is if the difference between the longer one and the shorter one is something that can be rationalized. So if you can rationalize the mistake that the shorter one might have made, so then we'll assume that the one that ended up at the longer distance is the one that got it right. Meaning, it's not a hefkevel that we're going to say one person had it up to here, the person had it up to there. Let's assume for sure that person is the one that got it right. Mechatesi. And even though in Tchumen we're saying that you go lekula, but at the same time, it's not muchach that you have a right to do that. No, the only time it's going to be true, said Abaya, is if there's some rationalization, there's some methodology as to what the mistake might have been. So for example, Rashi says, and this is really the Pirush HaMilos of what Abaya is saying, we discussed that the way the Tchum was measured is by appointing squares that are 2,000 amas by 2,000 amas all around the city. So for example, if the city was a circle, you squared it off. Every city is square for Tchumen purposes. And what they did was north, south, east, west, each got a block that was alpayim amah. How wide was it depending on the width of the city? And then in the corners, there were going to be another four blocks, which were all going to be alpayim by alpayim. And the reason is because there's two sides of the corner squares were always going to be alpayim amah because they're relying on the sides of the actual tchum, which was always going to be alpayim amah long. So the point is that in the corners, there was always going to be another alpayim amah by alpayim amah, which we said is a very, very big kula. That was the very intense daf nun vav amud beis, that the Gemara said that by doing it that way, you actually end up benefiting tremendously. How much do you benefit? So in a city that was alpayim by alpayim, you end up benefiting 800 amas. The reason is because if you wouldn't put a square there, then the way you would assume the tchum is you'd go to the corner of the city and you would walk alpayim amah. By putting a square there, you end up getting a lot more than alpayim amah. How much more? 1.4 times alpayim amah, which is really 2,800 amas. It ends up being longer. The point is, what would be if the two tchumim were measured and the smaller tchum seems a little bit like maybe this person didn't know this chiddush. He didn't know the halacha that you benefit all the zavias and you get the 800 amas extra. And rather, he measured 2,000 amas from the corner. So he measured a diagonal of 2,000 amas and then he squared it off. Which, by the way, if the diagonal is 2,000 amas, using the formula that the diagonal of a square is equal to 1.4 times the side of each one of the square, it would make that each one of the sides are 1,428 amas. That's what it would be. But the point is, if you had a bigger one, you had a smaller one, and the smaller one, let's say, was 1,428. As opposed to 2,000. Oh, so I understand where it's coming from. It's coming from this type of mistake. So as long as it's within the realm of an understanding and plausibility as to what the mistake might have been, so then the halacha is shoymin l'zeh shariba. If, however, it looks like that's not what's going on and that doesn't seem to be the mistake, so then you can't just recklessly assume that the makam shariba is going to be the right one. Either way, the Mishnah said that, why are we going so lekula? Again, what's the kula? If one mumcha measured it's longer on one side, short on the other side, we assume the longer side, which is a kula, means you have more space to walk. If there were two mumchas and one was longer, one was shorter, you assume the longer one, as long as there's some plausible rationalization as to why the shorter one might have made the mistake. Additionally, we believe in Evan and a shikr. So the Mishnah explained. The Mishnah said, "Shlo yomru chachamim es hadavar lehakel elo lahachmer elo lahakel." Because you always go lekula. Freit the Gemara is that true? We learned it right. Yomru chachamim es hadavar lehakel elo lahachmer. We learned that when it comes to tchumen, just the opposite. The whole parish of tchumen was a chumra. I'm Ravina. So Ravina said, "You're right. They're both true. It's a kula and it's a chumra." Loi lahakel adibrei Torah elo lahachmer adibrei Torah. The concept of tchumen is, of course, a chumra. Midei raisa. There's no issue tchumen. Even though it says in the Torah, Yetze Ishmim Koimi B'Yemashvi, but that's a Nisadura Boner, it's only an Asmachta. Really, the Pasuk is talking about the Loik De Haman. There's no Issa Da Irai. So the whole concept, the institution of Tchumen is of course a Chumrah. But at the same time, Tchumen Durabonin, being that Tchumen's Durabonin, so every time we're at a crossroads, we have a Shiloh, we have a Safik, we have different measurements. So the Halach is, you're going to end up always going Lekula. So the bottom line is that, yeah, there is definitely some real Kulois going on as relates to Tchumen in the Mishnah. The reason is, Amru Chachamim as a double Hachma Ella LaHakel. Even though the whole concept of Tchumen, of course, is a Chumra, obviously, but they rise. There's no wisdom to go outside the Tchum. But at the same time, it works with a Koyach that Teira. Now, one thing that's very mashmah from the Gemara, and that is that our mission that we just learned is going according to the Manamar that holds Tchumen de Rabbanim, which is most of the Tanam and Chas. Up until this point, we found three Tanam that hold Tchumen is Deiraisa. Rav Meir, the Gemara Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis, Rav Yakiva, whose sheet is quoted throughout Shas as being the Mandama that holds Tchumen is Deiraisa. And we found a Pirka de Rav Eliezer, where Rav Eliezer HaGadol seems to also be of the opinion that Tchumen is Deiraisa. And as we mentioned, Rav Meir was a Talmud Rav Yakiva, Rav Yakiva was a Talmud Rav Eliezer. So this seemed to be a Mesaira, Talmud Rebbe, to this idea of Tchumen Deiraisa. Everybody else holds Tchumen de Rabban. The Gemara clearly said that the basis for all these schoolers is Tchumen Rabban, and the Rishonim speak out that what would come out is Enochanami. If you'd ask Rav Meir and Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol this same question, Ripa Le'echad, Amiyat Le'echad, or there were two different people that measured, one person came out a little bit longer, or do you believe an Eved Knani, do you believe a Shivcha Knanis to say at Kantchum Shabbos in Cheshbin, from the Poshin understanding of the Sugi would come out? No, because again, it's all predicated on Shlai Omru Chachamim is Hadov Le'achmer Le'hakel, which is Gebayt on Tchumen being the Rabban. But if you hold Tchumen De'Raisa, then of course that Halacha is not going to be true. Either way, we continue along with the next Mishnah, which is a little bit of a digression from the sugyas that we're learning. So we're toich very much the core sugyas of a Eruvei Chatzeira, stating that the Gemara of a Eruvei Tchumen, the Gemara is going to digress for a moment now, and it's going to discuss some of the sugyas that are negeya Eruvei Chatzeira. And the truth is, this Mishnah that we're about to learn, Eruv in Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph, is an often quoted Mishnah. It's often quoted because of the first Rashi on the Mishnah, which many of the Rishonim take umbrage to. It's something that we've spoken out many times throughout Masechta Shabbos and Masechta Erevin. Either way, the Makar to one of the most famous Shitas of Rashi and Shas is in the Mishnah that we're about to learn right now. But before we start the Mishnah, we just have to refresh our memory a little bit. And that is, Midai Raisa, it's Aser to carry from a Rishus HaYachet to a Rishus HaRabim, from a Rishus HaRabim to a Rishus HaYachid, or Dalet Ames Rishus HaRabim. If something is not a Rishus HaYachid or not a Rishus HaRabim, it has no significance as it relates to the 39th of the Lamatas Melachos, the Melachos of Hoitzah. Now, what's the definition of a Rishus HaRabim? So Chazal gave a very specific definition, and then the Rishonim debated some other criteria that a Rishus HaRabim maybe has to have. But the basic definition is, number one, a Rishus HaRabim has to be Mefulish Mibeza, meaning it's not mukaf mechitzais, but it's open on both sides. Number two, has to be at least 16 amas wide. Number three, it can't be makura. It can't have any roof on top. If it can't check off any one of those boxes, it doesn't have a din of a Rishus HaRabim. It doesn't matter how many people are there. It doesn't matter who owns it. The bottom line is, a Rishus HaRabim doesn't just mean a Rishus that's shayach to the Rabbim. A Rishus HaRabim has very specific criteria, and if you don't meet these criteria, if you carry Dalan Amis in a place like that on Shabbos, you're not going to be over the Malacha of Hoitzah or Havaris Dalan Amis per Rishus HaRabim. The Rishonim discuss maybe another criteria. That is, that perhaps in order for something to be considered a Rishus HaRabim, you would need that 600,000 people live there or pass by there, maybe pass by there every day, different nuances. But there's a tenai that's known as Shishim Riba. In Halacha, in Simon Shim Mem Hei, Sivkat and Zayin, the Mechaber brings 2 days. Yesh Oimrim, Rishus HaRabim is only Rishus HaRabim if it has Shishim Riba. Yesh Oimrim, even if it doesn't have Shishim Riba, which of course was the basis to some of the great debates and the great controversies as it relates to different Eruvin throughout the generations. Early in the Masechta, we spoke about the Shak Levitaria between Rabbi Yaakov Mikarlin, the Mishkan is Yaakov, and Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolis, the base of Ephraim. But either way, a lot of the Eruvin controversy b'meshach hadoiris was predicated on this machlokes rishonim. In order for somebody to be a rishos harabim, does it have a tenai that you need shishim ribay people that pass through, or do you not have this tenai that you need shishim ribay people pass through? Regardless, this is all on a deraisa level. The rabbanim went and they expanded, they broadened the scope of the malacha v'itzah tremendously. Number one, they said that if you have an area that's not a rishos hayochim, not a rishos harabim, but if in some level it resembles a rishos harabim, it has a din of a karmelis, and even though midiraisa there's no iser to carry dalar amas there, midiraisa there's no iser to carry from a rishos hayochid over there, but midrabbanan it's going to be iser. Additionally, the rabbanan went and they said that you can't even carry from one person's rishos hayochid to another person's rishos hayochid. Meaning, if Reuven and Shimon both live in a rishos hayochid, you can't carry from Reuven's house to Shimon's house. What's the problem? I'm carrying from rishos hayochid to rishos hayochid. You're right. And uchanami midiraisa, it's obviously not an issue. However, the rabbanan went and the rabbanan said that that's going to be a problem. Not just that, the rabbanan said that if five people live together in a cul-de-sac, their houses open up into a chatzah that they each own equally, they can't carry from their house into the chatzah, because each one of these five people own their house individually. The chatzah is owned jointly by all five of these people. I own my house 100%, but I only own 20% of the chatzah. So the percentage of ownership is different from the house to the chatzar. As a result, you won't be able to carry from one place to the other. Additionally, if you have many chatzeris that opened up into a common mavoi, there too, even though the chatzeris all are surrounded by mechitzas, have a din of rishus hayochid, and the mavoi maybe is also surrounded by mechitzas, also has a din of rishus hayochid. It doesn't matter; you can't carry. Why? Because the mavoi had many chatzeris that opened up into it. Each chatzar has its ownership structure. The mavoi has a different ownership structure because all the people that live in all the chatzeris that open up into the same mavoi are all shareholders in the mavoi. So again, you end up running into the same problem. Stating that, the Chachamim gave a solution. It was Shleim HaMelech's solution. The Gemara in Daf Chafalef Amid Beis Yatzis Abaskol and said that Shleim HaMelech was so wise. Why was he so wise? Said the Chassam Sofer, I understand. Shleim HaMelech is the only takana anyone ever made. No, because this was a solution-oriented takana. And Shleim HaMelech said there's a way to work around this. How is that? Yeah, an Erev. What's an Erev? You take Mazin Shtei Sudais, you put it in one of the houses in the Chatzar. Everybody now lives in this house. Is Erev Mishum Kinyan? Is Erev more related to the fact that it's Mishum Dira? Daitai Shaladam is Bemakim Pita, wherever your pita is, wherever your food is. That's where your das is. So everybody now lives in this house. Or everybody lives in this house for Erev purposes. So everybody now is equal owners to the house. Everyone's equal owners to the chatzar. It's one and the same. The same is true with regards to the mavoi. All the people in all the chatzar can go and they can pick one mavoi that they want to be mishtatef in, and then the halach is that's going to be okay. Now, when you're being ma'arif batim and chatzeris, it's what's known as a ruv chatzeris. When you're being ma'arif chatzeris and mevois, it's what's known as shetu mevois. Additionally, Chazal said, you can be ma'arif many chatzeris together. Additionally, Chazal said, you can be ma'arif many mevois together. So you can have a city that's full with mevois, that have chatzeris that open into the mevois, that have batim that open into those chatzeris. And you can make one big happy erev, two boxes of matzahs, and you're done. And you can literally be ma'ariv an entire city, assuming it's all one big rishus hayachid. There's no reason you can't do it. How are you going to do it? Based on the halachas of eruv chatzeres shuvos. But we know all this. Right? This is just a hakdama, a refresher, because we're teeth into the sugyas of eruv chatzeres. Says the Mishnah, the following halacha. This Mishnah is a very important Mishnah in the sugyas of Masechtas Erevin. Irish hayachid, if there was a city that belonged to a yachid, v'nasas harabim, then it converted. This ear that once upon a time was an irish hayachid now became an irish harabim. Now Rashi makes very clear in the Mishnah that we're talking about a city that is a rishus hayachid. To be clear, even though yachid, rabbins can be a little confusing, the entire city was a rishus hayachid. Meaning the city was made up of houses, chatzeros, and mevois. But everything was a rishus hayachid. There was no street in this city that was a rishus hayachid. Just to keep it simple. It was one big rishus hayachid. However, the city was once a quote-unquote irshal yachid, and now it became a quote-unquote irshal rabbin. Says the Mishnah, ma'arvin eskula. The halach is, you could be ma'ariv the entire city. As opposed to what? As opposed to, as we'll see in a moment, you don't have to carve out one part of the city and say that this part of the city should not be included in the erev. Now, just before we go back there. So if the erev is an irshal yachid, v'nasas shal rabbin, it sounds like it went from being a rishus hayachid to rishus rabbin, but we just said that no, really, the whole city is a rishus hayachid. So what does yachid and rabbin mean? So this is where Rashi comes in. First Rashi in the Mishnah, it's kedai to see it inside. Irshal yachid shlo yihayu nichnasim batamit samach ribesh shel bnei adam. This was an irshal yachid where people that didn't have 600,000 people constantly going through the city. V'loy chashiva rishus rabbin. Because of that, it's not considered rishus rabbin. Loy dami ledigle midbar. You know what made it an irshal yachid? It didn't have 600,000 people. You know what changed? Now it had 600,000 people. Now, if it changed and now there's 600,000 people, doesn't that by definition mean it's a Rishus Rabbim? No, because there's other boxes you have to check off in order for something to be a Rishus Rabbim. It has to be Mifulish Mibezat Stadim. It has to be 16 Amos wide. It's a Rishus HaYachid. Rishus HaYachid. It always was, it always will be, as it relates to our Mishnah. What we're distinguishing is an Irshal Yachid or an Irshal Rabbim. Not Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabbim. Irshal Yachid, Irshal Rabbim. Do we define the city as an Irshal Yachid? Do we find it as an Irshal Rabbim? Irshal Yachid, less than 600,000. Irshal Rabbim, 600,000. This is one of the Rashis in Shas, where Rashi says that one of the Tanoim of a Rishus HaRabbim is, it needs 600,000 people. Either way, so whether I should say, if an Irshal Yachid that converted into an Irshal Rabbim, you can be married of the whole Mishnah Rabbim, not Irshal Yachid. What if in the reverse? What if the city was a city that belonged to a rabbi, and then it converted into an Irshal Yachid. So it went from 600,000 people to less than 600,000 people. A ma'ariv in a school. Then the halacha is not allowed to be ma'ariv, all of it. And by the way, that's pashit. If it was an Irshal Rabbim that didn't become an Irshal Yachid, it was an Irshal Rabbim, and it still is an Irshal Rabbim, then certainly the halacha is going to be a ma'ariv in a school. So you can't be ma'ariv the whole city. I mean, you can't make a shetufa mevayis for the entire city. Elam king also chutzala ke'ir chadash shabi Yehuda. Unless you carve out one part of the city. How big a part? It's the size of the city called Chadasha. Sheesh b'chamishim diyarim, which had 50 people that lived there. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Shimon says, it doesn't have to be so big. Rather, gimel chatzer shel shnei batim. If you carve out three chatzeres, each chatzer has two houses that open into it, that in and of itself is going to be okay. So again, we're talking about a city that's a Rishos HaYachid. 100% Rishos HaYachid. The batim, the chatzeres, the mevayos are all the Rishos HaYachid. Stating that, if you want to be ma'ar of the city, what should be the big deal? All I need to do is make a shetufa mevayis, and I'm done. You could make a shetufa mevayis between a bunch of houses, chatzeres, and mevayis. So what should be the issue? The teretz is, there's a little bit of an issue. When there's a tzad irshal rabbin, it's a problem. Why? Why? So the Mishnah doesn't explain. So Rashi, sheloi tishtakach teres rishos harabim. Because if you're not going to make any hecker, you're not going to carve a part out. You're going to just be mad of the whole city. You know it's going to look like? People are carrying in Rishus HaRabbim. And people are going to forget the halacha of Rishus HaRabbim. So we've seen the concept of Shloish Tishtakach Teres, Eruv. Here you have Shloish Tishtakach Teres, Rishus HaRabbim. People are going to not know that you're not allowed to carry in Rishus HaRabbim. This certainly looks like a Rishus HaRabbim. It's grabbed enough, but it looks like it is. And that's a reason for you to not be able to carry there. So you know what you do? You carve out part of the city. Oh, you carve out part of the city so they know that there's an Isra Yitzah in part of the city. That's the hecker. That serves as a reminder that there's something called Rishus HaRabbim. But again, really, Midrash, there's no problem over here. Midrash, even Midrabbanan, there's no problem. Because there's one big Rishus HaYachid. But Shlo Tishtakach Rishus HaRabbim, the Chachamim went ahead and the Chachamim said it's going to be a problem. So again, when is it a problem? So let's go back and learn the Mishnah now again. If it was once an Irshal Yachid, became an Irshal Rabbim, you don't have to worry about it. You know why? Because being that this was once an Irshal Yachid, there's no Shlo Tishtakach Rishus HaRabbim. People know it's not a regular city. It was once an Irshal Yachid. So bingo, it was once an Irshal Yachid, even though now it's an Irshal Rabbim, it's not a problem. If it was once an Irshal Rabbim, even though it changed, it converted, and it became an Irshal Yachid, once it was an Irshal Rabbim, and certainly if it's still an Irshal Rabbim, over there, it's going to be an issue. So what's an example of an Irshal Yachid v'nasa shal rabim? So the Mishnah said an Irshal Yachid v'nasa shal rabim, being that it was once an Irshal Yachid, so ma'arven eskula. So the Gemara says, what's an example of that? Is there a real life example of an Irshal Yachid that became an Irshal Rabbim? I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, ki goin deskarta deresh kalusa. Yeah, the city of Deresh Kalusa. That city apparently was once an Irshal Yachid, and it became an Irshal Rabbim. Amar Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman asked Rav Yehuda, my time, why did you pick this city? Meaning, it seems like there were more conventional choices of Irshal Yachid and Asal Shal Rabbim that Rav Yehuda could have picked. And Rav Nachman wanted to know why he picked the ear of the Resh Kalusa. So he had a hunch of what the reason might have been. Ilay Mimshon Deshchichi Gabi Harmono is the reason because the Irshal Yachid v'nasal shal rabim that was discarded the Resh Kalusa was a place that a lot of choshva people used to frequent. Right, people used to come to the Resh Kalusa. Rashi says they used to come to get reshus to be able to paskin shailas. There were a lot of rabbanim there. Umit gari adadi. So you don't have to worry about shalot tishtakach. What's the issue? Shalot tishtakach reshus rabim. Now people are gonna know that this was once an Irshal Yachid. This is not a real reshus rabim. So mainly you don't have to worry about it. So his question was, it doesn't have to be this city in order to get to the point where you're going to have a mitkri adadi. Kuli Yisrael Nami, any place where there's a yishuv of Yidin, betzar for the Shabbat, shchichi gabi adadi. Every Shabbos morning, the assumption is a lot of Jews there, and there'll be an understanding of why people are carrying here, because it's not a Rishus HaRabim, and as a result, you'll have the same svar, Mitgri Adad. In other words, Rav Nachman was muching why Rav Nachman picked this city of Kegoyim discarded the Reish Galusa. Elam Rav Nachman said, I don't think it has to be that city. Rather, it's Kegoyim discarded the Natzui. Natzui was a person, and his city was near Shal Yachid. He once owned it, and then he went public. It became an Irshal Rabim. But either way, the point is it's an Irshal Yachid that became an Irshal Rabim. It doesn't have to be something as specific as Descarta de Reish Gelusa. So we mentioned that the Mishnah, even though it's talking about an Irshal Yachid, Vinasa Shal Rabim, but the entire city was a Rishos HaYachid. The houses, the Chatzeros, the Mevois, it's all one big Rishos HaRabim. So Rishos HaYachid, Zok de Gemara, a Braisa, that talks about a similar case, but not the case of the Mishnah. Tanu Rabbanu, an Irshal Yachid, v'nasa shal Rabbin. What if you have an Irshal Yachid that became an Irshal Rabbin? But v'rishos HaRabbin, my veris b'soicha. But it was Rishos HaRabbin that went through it. Not like the case of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is talking about where it's one big Rishos HaYachid. Here we're talking about where it's an Irshal Yachid, v'nasa shal Rabbin, and a Rishos HaRabbin went through. Ketzem Arvin Oysa. So how are you supposed to be ma'arvit? Meaning, what's the issue? Here you have a Rishos HaRabbin in the middle of the city. So it's not enough to just make a shetuf in the voice. You have to address the Rishus HaRabim, says the Gemara. Oysa lechi mikam lechi mikam. You can put a lechi on one side and a lechi on the other side. Oy kairi mikam, kairi mikam. Or put cross beams across the Rishus HaRabim. V'noisa v'emtza. And you'll be able to carry in between. Now, this sounds very controversial, right? Of course, this is not we'll see on Amid Beis the rest of the story. But for now, the Braisa says that if there was a Rishus HaRabim that was going through the city, there would be a way to be ma'ariv the city, even though there's a Rishus HaRabim that needs to be addressed. The way you would do it is by fixing the Rishus HaRabim, addressing it. How are you addressing the Rishus HaRabim? Lechi mikan v'lechi mikan, oikoyri mikan v'koyri mikan. Another halacha. That's going to be the topic of Amid Beis. Ve'ein ma'arvin oisal l'chatzon. You can't be ma'ariv a city l'chatzon. So ir shal yachid v'nasa shal rabim, you can be ma'ariv of the city. The Mishnah, the Braisa, talking about two slightly different cases. In the Mishnah's case, it's one big Rishus HaYachid. In the Braisa's case, it's a Rishus HaRabim that goes through it. But bottom line is, Hatzadah Shavah Shavahen, Ein Ma'arv V'Noysel Chatzon. You can't be Ma'arv half the city. You have to be Ma'arv the whole city. You can't be Ma'arv half the city. Meaning, Elo Oy Kula Oy, this is a Chiddush, the Gemara is going to talk about on Amid Beis, Mavui Mavui B'fnei Asma. So if you want to be Ma'arv each individual Mavui, that's something you're allowed to do. But to pick half the city, that's something you can't do. Hoysa shal rabim. What if the city was an ir shal rabim? V'harehi shal rabim. And it's still an ir shal rabim. V'ein lo elo pesach echod. But this ir shal rabim only has one pesach. Meaning there's one way to get in and out of the city. So it's an ir shal rabim. It always was. It always will be. What's unique about it is that there's one entrance to get in and out of the city. The halacha is ma'arvenas kula. You can be ma'arv the whole city. Why? Because it's not mefulish mishar l'shai. This is another very important halacha in the sugyas of Erevin. But the point is, in order for something to be a Rishus HaRabim, we mentioned, it has to be mefulish mishar l'shai. And this is such a critical characteristic of a Rishus HaRabim that if you would have an Irshal Rabim that's not mefulish mishar l'shar, you would even have the halach of shloi teshtakach toiris Rishus HaRabim. Meaning, we're discussing here a shloi teshtakach. Even now, you don't have to worry about it. No worries. This is not an issue that you'd ever have to be concerned about. Zok de Gemara. Man tana de mi'av Rishus HaRabim. The Mishnah was discussing a halacha of an Irshal Yachid and Nasa Shal Rabin, where Ma'arvin is Kula, but where the city was a Rishus HaYachid. The Braisa was talking about an Irshal Yachid and Nasa Shal Rabin, which has a Rishus HaRabim. So the Mishnah, the Braisa said, you have to address the Rishus HaRabim. How do you address the Rishus HaRabim? Lechi mikam, lechi mikam, the Kari of Akan, the Kari. So the Gemara says, who's the Tana that holds you could do this? That's a good way to fix a Rishus HaRabim. Om Rav Huna, Parade Rav Yeshua. We had this a few times earlier in the Mesachta. Rabbi Yehudi, it's the Tana Rabbi Tanya, you're learning to the Braisa. Yes, I can know Rabbi Yehuda. Somebody has two houses on the two sides of Rishus HaRabim. You could put two lechis, both on the same side of the street, on the two sides of the house that he owns, or you could put two kairas going across the Rishus HaRabim. You can't be ma'arv Rishus HaRabim this way. But either way, this is Rabbi Yehuda Shita, as mentioned many times in Masechta Erevin, that you can be ma'arv Rishus HaRabim this way. So the Tana of this Braisa is Rabbi Yehuda. The Braisa continued, and the Braisa said that you can't be ma'arv half of the city. That's not something you could do. You want to be ma'ariv the whole city, you can be ma'ariv the whole city. But to be ma'ariv half the city as one big city, but really cut it into half, that's something that you wouldn't be able to do. And the truth is that at first glance, what would be the svara? That you can't be ma'ariv of half the city. Why would you think you have to be ma'ariv of the whole city? So there is a svara pshuta. The svara is what if half the people in a chatzar decide that we want to make an eira, and the other half say, we're not interested, you can't make it. Every single member of the chatzar needs to be mishtatif in the Erev. Every single member of the mavoi needs to be mishtatif to a shetuf and mavois. So there's a makom to say that if the whole city is active in this Erev, then you can make the Erev. If some of the members don't want a shtaltzu, then you can't. If there's a member of a chatzar and he doesn't want to shteltzu to the eruv chatzeris, he blocks the entire erev. There's a member of a mavi that doesn't want to shteltzu to the shtufim avoyis, he blocks the whole shituf. So if there's a member of a city that doesn't want to shteltzu to an erev of a city, l'churi should be able to block it as well. Right? That's the svara. Zakti gemara amar apapa lo yamar elu arka. This halacha was only said lo arka, meaning if the way you want to split the city is along the length of the city. So let's picture a city that has a Rishus HaRabim going through it, because that was the case of the Braisa, right? This is the second halach of the Braisa, which is talking about an Irshal Yachid and Asa Shal Rabim for Rishus HaRabim Oiveris B'Soicha. So let's assume you want to cut the Rishus HaRabim, and the way you want to cut the Rishus HaRabim is along the length of the Rishus HaRabim. So you have the length of the Rishus HaRabim, and you're going to cut the two-lane highway into half. One half of it is going to belong to this side, the other half is going to belong to that side, so the double yellow lines, that's the marker, and half of it is included in the Erev, the other half is not included in the Erev. So Rapapa said that when the Brei said, Ema Abra Chatzal, was talking about such a case, where you want to cut the Erev, La'arka, Ava L'Rachba, but if you want to do a La'Rachba, Marvin, then there's no reason you shouldn't be able to do it. What's the Svara? The Svara is that if you're cutting the entire Rishus HaRabim, that means half of the Rishus HaRabim is not included in the Erev. That's a problem, because the Rishus HaRabim is the main street. It's the way you get in and out of the city. It's where everything is. So you can't tell me, half of the Rishus HaRabim is not being mishtatav in the Erev. That's not an Erev. We said earlier, if something significant is not complicit in the Erev, then that knocks out the whole Erev. One person living in the Chassid says, I don't want to be part of Ruv Chatzeris, you knock it out. So if half the Rishus HaRabim is not involved in this Erev of the city, that's too significant. I mean, Mela, you don't have an Erev of a city. However, Avol Rachba, but let's say you want to cut it in half. You want the east side and the west side. So you're going to take the Rishus HaRabim, half the Rishus HaRabim, not half of the actual road, but half of the Rishus HaRabim from 1st Street to 49th Street is going to be out here, and for 50th Street to whatever is not going to be there. So if you want to cut it in that way, that's fine. That then Ma'arvin. And the reason is, because at the end of the day, each half of the city has a chelik of the Rishus HaRabim. If you want to get in and out of the city, it's not a big deal, because there's two psachim. I can go out this way, I can go out that way. So at the end of the day, it doesn't really impact anything that significantly, and it's for that reason, that's something that you'd be able to do. Zakti Gmar Kaman. Who is this like? Meaning, the way Rapop explained the Braisa, L'chayr it's the loik Rabbi Akiva. Dik Rabbi Akiva, because if the Tan of the Braisa is Rabbi Akiva, Ha'amar, Rabbi Akiva said in a Mishnah later in the Masech, the regal hamuteris bim koima, oiseris shaloi bim koima. This is a big shitas Rabbi Akiva that we haven't seen yet. And the context of this shitas Rabbi Akiva is where you had two chatzeros, where one was inside the other. So there's an inner chatzer and an outer chatzer. The point is, in order to get from the inner chatzer to the mavoi, or to the Rishus HaRabim, you'd have to go through the outer chatzer. Which means that inevitably, the people in the inner chatzer have some rights. They have a schus drisa saregel. They have some ability to go through the outer chatzah, because that's the only way that they can get into to the mavo. It's the only way they can get into the Rishus HaRabim. So there's machloikis, Rabbi Akiva, and the Chachamim, whether or not it's okay for the people in the inner chatzah and the people in the outer chatzah to make their own Erev. Or do we say that these two chatzahs, even though they're different, but on some level they're really one and the same? Because be that you can't get from the inner to the mavi without going through the outer. So on some level, they have rights in the outer chatzah. If they have rights in the outer chatzah, how could the people in the outer chatzah make an Erev without including them? Right? If one person doesn't want to be included in the Erev, he knocks out the whole Erev. So if I have an inner chatzah and an outer chatzah, so even though all the people living in the outer chatzah made their own Erev, all the people in the inner chatzah made their own Erev, but maybe you should need them to be ma'ariv with each other, because otherwise it's as if a critical person is missing out. So the Gemara says like this, if someone from the outer chatzah wasn't mishtatif in the inner person's chatzah, there's no reason that should be an issue. Meaning the inner chatzah is for sure a chatzah b'fnei atzmai, because the people in the outer chatzah have no schosim in the inner chatzah. So why should them not making an Erev with the people from the inner chatzah be here nor there? It doesn't. The Shaila, where Rabbi Akiva said his chiddush is that if the people in the outer chatzar want to make an Erev, they need the people in the inner chatzar to be mishtatev. Even though it's two different chatzeres, where do you have a halacha that chatzar A can't make an Erev unless chatzar B is mishtatev? It's a chiddush that chatzar A and chatzar B could make an Erev together. Why should I need chatzar B to be mishtatev with chatzar A? The Teretz says because chatzar B is a mechutin in chatzar A. Because he has schusim. What kind of schusim? Schus jis has a regal. And that's the Shaila. Rabbi Akiva holds regal amuteres bimkoima, oiser shloi bimkoima. If I have a right, the people in the inner chatzar have a right to walk through the outer chatzar. That's how they go in and out of the house. They're in and out of the chatzar. So then the halach is that they would stare the outer chatzar. The outer chatzar can't make their own Erev without them. However, the chachamim disagree. So what do you see from Rabbi Akiva? You see one thing from Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva has a shita that if I have a right to walk through your area, I'm a balabas. And if I'm a balabas, you can't make an Erev without me. Rapapa said that when the Braisa said, what do you mean? At the end of the day, the people that live on the east side, could they walk to the west side? Of course. The people from the west side could walk to the east side. So that means they have schus drisas haregel. Kodit Rabbi Akiva, regel amateris bim koima, iseris shalom bim koima. So if that's the case, must be zokti gemara kiman, the loik Rabbi Akiva must be not like Rabbi Akiva. Zok Dimar, not filled him Rabbi Akiva. Adkan, the common Rabbi Akiva. When Rabbi Akiva says, Allah, Allah, Shaykh, Hatzer, Zulif, and the Mizu. Maybe he only said it by two Hatzeres. The Primus, Lesla, Pischa, Achrina. Where the people that live in the Inner Chatzer, they have no choice. They have to go that way. So over there, they have, it's considered the people in the Inner Chatzer have a bailus in the people in the outer. Abalacha, Hani, Nafki, Bai, Pischa, Hani, Nafki, Bai, Pischa. But over here, there's two ways to get in and out of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So even though they have a right to, but it's not inevitable. The point is that in the inner and the outer chatzar, pnimis less lo pis nachrina, and there's no way out. So obviously, inevitably, they have some schus there. But over here, where you can technically get out of the city going through the east side, you can get out of the city going through the west side, and maybe it's a little more convenient. It's the derech aruch, where you could have gone the derech tzar. But at the end of the day, there is another way out, so maybe you don't understand. Ikedarmi, some had an opposite version of what Rapapa's comment was. Don't say what we said in the first Lishna, Rapapa said. Don't make the mistaken thing that the whole halach of Eimar Abed L'Chatzar is only L'Arka, but L'Rachba, you can, even L'Rachba, the halach is he can't be Marv. Zok Digimar Kaman, oh, this sounds like Rabbi Akiva, right? Probably Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is the one that holds that there's an idea of Regal Amuteres from Koyma Eser Shloim from Koyma. There's a concept that I have Schos Rishis Regal. That's probably why he said you can't even split it L'Rachba. Right, in the first version, where he said that it's only Larka, not L'Rachba, we said it's the like Rabbi Akiva. In the second version, where we're saying Faker, like L'Arka, Ava L'Rachba. No, rather, L'Arka and L'Rachba not good. Now, this is like Rabbi Akiva. Mara says, no, feel the tame Rabbanon and Nusfar. Adkal, come Rabbanon. Could be this is no Shaykhis. Because maybe when the Rabbanon say they're Alacha, that the people in the Pnimi are not considered to have a Schos and the Chitzah in the Elbashte Chatzah Ezulif in the Mizu, the Pnimi is Achad L'Dashu Mishtamsha. Could be two Chatzahs. Did the Rabbanon hold that the inner people maybe don't have any rights in the outer? And even though, what do you mean, they use it to get out, and even though there is no other way for them to get out, afal pikein, so we need Rashi here, Rashi dibra maskel, the pnimis, achod dosho umishtamsho, the kivin du muteres bim koima, kigoin zu koifen al midas sedoim, shalo yehelo hayoim drisis haregel ala chitzoyne, ala tisko edela shabenem et tashamish bim koima. The people in the outer chatzah can tell the people in the chatzah, so we made an erif. You made an erif. I can carry, you can carry. You messed me up because at the end of the day, I didn't include you and you have a schos drisis haregel. By I didn't mess you up because you don't need me, but I need you. Do me a favor, just lock your doors. Don't leave today. Stay home. Learn a little. Just don't bother me for Shabbos. And you know what halach is? We listen to them. And that's the yisoid of the Chachamim Shita. We tell them, do me a favor, close the door. There's a concept of midas sedayim. Zen nenev ezalei chaser. At the end of the day, nothing's going to happen if you can't leave your chatzar. It's not the end of the world. But if I can't walk out of my house, that's a problem. So basically what we say is because, aval hacha, but as it relates to a city, mi matzim misalki rishos rab mi hacha, can't play this game in a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. You can't tell the person, do me a favor, don't go out this side of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. That's already something you can't do. I ain't Rashi, why not? But either way, this is already something you can't do. I mean, this is something you can't do. Over here, the halacha is going to be different. Amamar, oy kula, oy mavi mavi bifnei atzma. So the Braisa said that if so again, Irshal Yoch Venas Shorab, there's a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim going through it. There's a way to fix Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. How do you fix it? Lechi Mekan, Lechi Mekan, Koy Mekan, Koy Mekan. Who are we going according to? Rabbi Yehud. What if you want to be Ma'arav half the city? No. La Arka La Rach, but Tula Shainis Rapapa, Tali Rabbi Kivin the Chacham. Then the Braisa said that if you want to be Ma'arav, so you can't do the Chacham, what can you do? Either Kula or Mavi Mavi Mifnei Atzmai. So, Gemar, Oma Mar, Oi Kula, Oi Mavi Mavi Mifnei Atzmai. Why do we say that you can't do half? Das Riyadadi, because we say they mess each other up. right? If one person of the city is not mishtatif, it's like one person of the chatzar. That's not mishtatif. Mavi, mavi, nami, asri, adadi. So why don't we say each mavi shouldn't be? Why is every mavi okay? Why can each individual mavi, yeah, do it? I mean, at the end of the day, it sounds like everybody has chusim over here. So why is that okay? So the Gemara says, Achav mayaskinon, kigoin da avudaka. It's talking about where the entranceway of each mavi, they made a daka. So they made a small little pesach. Rashi says, pesach namuch, b'roish kol mavi. They made like a small entranceway, or a small door at the entranceway of all of the mavois. The galu adatayu l'staluki kol chad mechavre. Where they made a gilui das that each person is going to be mesalik himself. I'm not going to go into your mavi, you're not going to go into my mavi. In that case, even though technically they all have rights into each other, but if you're mesalik yourself, it works, and there's precedence to this. V'chiyod amar rav idi bar rabin, amar rav chizda, echem ibnei mavoi, sh'asa daku lepischoi, eni oiso abnei amavoi. The halach is that if one of the members, of, let's say one of the chatzeros that opened up into a mavoi, you had 10 chatzeros that opened up into one mavoi, and one of the chatzeros decided that they're going to put a little daka, that's enough to make a gilui das, and it doesn't mess everybody up. Either way, just like we find it over there with regards to a chatzah to a mavoi, here too, for what all the bnei mavoi did that, so now all the mavois are viewed individually. If all the mavois are viewed individually, so it's for that reason this is going to be okay.